list off people that are on this movie, okay? Christopher Walken.
That's his name.
Okay, great.
Yeah, easy.
Welcome to the discussion about controllers. Now that is just a single word. It doesn't say video game. It doesn't say remote. It just says controller. And I think we all realized that individually. Because my first list was video game controllers exclusively. 10 video game controllers. But then we got to like 8. 8 out of the 10, and I was like...
This is my shit, I don't want to talk about this.
Well, I was like, there's no more cool ones. Also, what kind of... I don't have any arguments for this, right?
Yeah, there's
like,
no jokes.
I got like GameCube controller. GameCube controller is iconic. Yeah. But like other than that, and the N64 being fucking retarded looking.
Yeah, and... I also used the fucking GameCube controller already. I threw it in sports tools. So I didn't make a list.
But we're the podcast. My name's John. We got Steven and Liz.
E-Rib. Holding it down.
Steven's the only one that doesn't have any nicknames, but he gives all the nicknames.
Yeah, well, I don't like Steve. Steve's my uncle, if you will.
I mean, I've met your Uncle Steve, yes.
Yeah, he's my Uncle Steve. No one else, no one calls him Steve either, except for me. Because it's to differentiate between me and him.
Yeah.
Everybody else also calls him Steven.
Mm-hmm. Steve is a bad name anyway.
Yeah, it's dog shit. It's lame. Steven's just better. So, that's what I go by.
Fen? We can call you Fen?
No. See? I was thinking about
We knew of Stefan.
We knew of Stefan. And that was darker than night. You turn the lights off, kids were really like, oh my god! You wanted to be the first to say
yeah.
It. You wanted to be the first to say
it. Yeah, it was always the joke, is where'd Stefan go?
Yeah.
I made that joke while we're walking around at night, going to 7-Eleven. I'm like, man, it's so dark you can't see Stefan.
I forgot.
And Stefan was going to sit, he's going to hang out at the house rather than come with us. And then he just shows up, he just appears right after I say that. Because legitimately, you could not see him.
I forgot that you... Fucking all these people, I'm like, man, that dude was a super nerd. Like, I can't believe anyone would hang out with him. Oh yeah, you hung out with those people.
Yeah, wasn't there reason why you bullied him?
No, he bullied people separately.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't bully Donald. I just didn't like him.
Yeah.
That's as far as I went.
That's fair.
I knew that Steven didn't like me, so I stayed away from him.
Mm-hmm.
So that I wouldn't get bullied. Except that one day I got gleeked on like 12 times waiting for the school to open.
Happens.
Disgusting.
Happens. Kids are assholes. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not an asshole anymore.
Mm.
I mean,
well, to like...
To random idiots on the internet.
To the degree that I was, I am no longer.
Regardless. We're the podcast. We talk about stupid shit, as you can figure. You don't know who any of these people are that we're talking about.
Yeah, no.
But that's okay. You know who we are, because we gave you our names. And you can hear our voices.
This wine glass is very dangerous.
That's not a wine glass, though.
I mean, the glass got wine in it.
I mean,
what do you call that, bitch?
I call it the juice glass.
Because it got a lot of juice.
I mean, yeah.
Creative juice.
No, this is just... No. This is regular juice. This is mommy's juice. The good juice, you know?
Yeah,
okay. What is your alcoholic? Never
mind. I've got strawberry whiskey.
Okay, sure.
It's tasty. How did you make your list? Oh, I got a fucking question. I gotta think of a question. I forgot my question. So how did you do your list?
Do you want me to go first? Because it's real clear, real quick.
No, how did you do your list?
How did I do my list?
Yeah, like what did you, what vein of controller did you go?
What are you controlling?
I went every direction.
You got it all. Okay,
I went every direction, and I was like, this is really shitty, but it's going on the list because I'm not going too deep. I'm not going too deep in the dive, you know? And also, actual gaming controllers, I don't give a shit about.
Sure.
So.
I looked at the definition of controller, and I made a list based off that.
I didn't go to definition of controller. I went, can I make a stupid argument for what this controls?
Sure.
Go for it.
Sure. My question is, what is the optimal number of buttons on a remote controller?
Like, wait, for what?
For what? Yeah.
for anything. What's the optimal
eight.
Number of buttons? Eight buttons. Volume up, down, power.
Okay, it depends on what it is, though. Because why would you need a volume button?
On what?
I'm just saying eight, because I can do, like, four in a row and access them easy. Or, you know, do, like, groups of four. It doesn't matter.
12.
I feel like that's easy.
I like a nice clean 20.
That's too many.
So many.
That's too many.
So I like it. I like it because you don't have to use them all, but sometimes you can.
Sure.
Like, I haven't done it yet, but on my Steam Deck, you can program different variations of the Joy-Con in certain, like, oh, this sliver, I want this sliver to be this. And you can input various things to do a bunch of crazy shit with your Joy-Cons.
Yeah, but why can't you do that with, you could do that with eight. And then just have, like, combinations.
Oh, my God.
And then
you have,
like, 64 combinations. Just with
we're not playing, like, Tekken.
I just want...
I'm just saying, if you wanted all the extra special you don't have extra buttons for
I'm
it.
I'm also thinking mostly of a remote controller, like, for the TV.
For the television.
Okay, well, then you should have said that.
Well, then it's three buttons. On, off, volume up, volume down.
That's three buttons.
That's four buttons.
No, but the on
volume
and off
up
is the same button.
Yeah, it's the same button. Volume up and down is the same button.
He did say three.
Same button.
He did say three.
You're good to go. You get an extra. Go nuts.
Do you want to go first?
Sure. Mine is the Xbox 360 controller used to fly the UAVs for war.
Sure.
Specifically.
Yeah, it's the ones Obama up there, chilling on the cell phone, calling them up, like, go kill those kids. And then, when you kill those kids, let's change what the legal definition of a civilian is to 13-year-olds. And up, as long as you're a man. Then, they could be a combatant. And it's no longer a civilian. Shout out Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
Mm-hmm.
So the definition of a controller is a person or thing that directs or regulates something. That's the definition. There was also a secondary one where it was someone who handles your money.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I didn't do any of that. I also just didn't do any people. No people on my list.
Oh,
only objects.
On
okay, well, that's fine.
But my number 10 is the garage door opener.
Okay.
Okay. Hell yeah.
He's got one button, does it all.
It's a great controller.
Did you get one of those?
Down the street. Because
your car's in the garage now, right?
Done.
I've got things in my car I can program.
Oh, okay.
But there's two in the, there's two in there. On top of that thing that y'all can use, so.
Okay. My number 10 is a steering wheel. Controls your car.
I have a better
very,
one.
Very, very important.
I have a cooler version of slightly higher up.
Okay, that's fine.
I also have one that's very similar, that's slightly higher up.
Maybe you guys will have the same one.
It might be.
Maybe. My number 9 is the sandblasting station gloves that you stick your arms through to control the nozzle.
That's
so
fair.
So you don't get fucked up by all the beads.
That's a good one.
I don't know what you're talking about. Truly have no idea. The sandblasting gloves?
Yeah. It's very similar to, like, when you're, you worked in a factory, so I'm sure it's somewhat similar to that.
I worked with hot metal.
Yeah, but this is, like, sandblasting, so.
Yeah.
Equally as dangerous.
Yeah, you put your arms through the holes in the boxes, and there's a nozzle in there, and you spray around the sand, so you're blasting shit with it.
Okay, why are you doing that thing?
Because
maybe you got
sandblasting, destroys your hands.
Or you want to get rid of all the paint on something. But you don't want to use paint.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, why are you blasting sand on things?
Oh, yeah.
Why are you using the gloves?
Get rid of paint.
Yeah, I understand. Why are you using the gloves?
Yeah, the black sand.
Safety.
You're not.
Duh.
You're blasting sand. The thing is getting blasted.
Pocket sand. I don't know. You know why it's important.
It would ruin your day if you got hit by that.
Mm-hmm.
It is just to strip things, usually, or to smooth them out, because sand is basically tiny glass, so it smooths or
pit
surfaces.
I wouldn't describe sand as tiny glass. I would describe it as small rocks.
I would describe sand as tiny glass.
Tiny glass. Glass is made out of sand.
When you heat it all up.
When you take pieces of sand
and get it real
and
hot.
You crush them together and get it real hot. Creates
glass.
Yeah, it's a different thing though. I wouldn't call sand small glass.
No. I would call sand small glass. That's two to one, John. You are blasted. Who's going next?
It's Liz.
E-rib.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the NES controller because it looks fucking stupid.
Oh, no, that's classic.
But it's like classic. It's classic. It's classic. So stupid. It's just a piece of...
made out of Legos.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
That was decent. That was like 7 or 8 on my regular list. It's not on this list. Not cool enough. My number 9, it's the Dance Dance Revolution board.
Oh, fuck yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
Because it's a controller with a bunch of buttons, and it never works properly, but that's okay.
Dude, shout out Teddy. Shout out Teddy, shout out Dominic for being the fucking killers at DDR.
We played a lot of
Delete, though.
We played a lot of that. We played a lot of Guitar Hero. Mm-hmm. Because it was only Anthony.
How many other guitars do you have on
here? I don't have any.
I don't have any guitars, no drum sets.
On the original one, I had the Rock Band drums, yeah. Mm-hmm. But Anthony always either had a broken arm or a broken leg, so we just alternated between playing Rock Band /
DDR.
Guitar Hero and DDR.
Mm-hmm. I've never broken a bone.
That's lame.
Because I'm better.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
Yeah, same.
We were like 10.
We sang songs. It was great.
Played that one Avenged Sevenfold song.
Over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. And the AFI.
Run to the Hills. Shout out Mastodon. That's not them. They don't sing that song. Also, separate shout outs.
Knights of Cydonia was pretty good.
Fuck yeah, dog.
That one is without that. It's a great song on its own.
Mm-hmm.
No nostalgia needed.
It's a great song.
What else?
Great intro.
Who cares? It's my turn. Number 8.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the volume knob.
Specifically?
Yep. Specifically the volume knob.
Controls the volume.
Controls volume. Louder, softer, satisfying.
How many decibels is a good decibel for volume?
Less than 90. It's like way less than 90.
Yeah, 90's like, really high.
90, above 90, if you listen for a long enough period of time, you'll go deaf. But it's logarithmic. So if you go like a little bit past 90, you start killing things, which is really fun. I don't know.
Normal speaking like volume is what, like
30, 40?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think 60 starts being annoying, and like 80s, like,
I was thinking 60
loud.
Would be good.
No, 60's still loud.
Yeah, 60's loud, but like, well, I guess if you're like listening to music.
Oh, never mind. Normal conversation is 60. The scale is weird. I feel like it's not accurate. It could be, but like a normal conversation is 60, but then 90 is like a lawnmower. And is a lawnmower only 1.5 times a normal conversation? Because lawnmowers sound very loud.
It's logarithmic.
I know. You know, it's like exponential.
Yeah. Which is, we're saying the same word.
I know. But I'm saying the layman term.
Sure.
Some random idiot's going to be like, logarithmic.
I heard someone say yesterday when talking about the fucking, the Richter scale. Sure. So I'm like, ooh, I'll be smart talking about it with this.
Cute. I mean,
it's great. I don't know. Sounds fucking scary, though, because it's physical, too. So when it starts getting loud enough, you start ruining people's days. It's very, very cool.
Like, a whisper is 30 decibels, and then a normal conversation is twice that.
That makes sense to me.
Oh, three times whisper? Whisper 3 times as a lawnmower? That doesn't make sense.
I mean, no, but, yeah.
Whisper times whisper times whisper? Is that how that works?
Yeah. Lots of very loud whispers.
That's why. Liz?
Microchip. Controls everything.
I mean, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
You could do, like, motherboard.
CPU.
Sure. I mean, all of it is controlled by a microchip.
Though. The lightning in the rocks.
Electricity. Is electricity on your list?
No.
Lightning would have been great.
No. Yeah, that would have been a good one. No, I just have microchip.
Free will.
Free will is not a controller.
Elon Musk trying to control all of us by letting us listen to music directly to our brain.
Oh my god.
Via microchip.
If only.
Yeah, but I'm not letting that dude put it in there.
No.
He's just gonna read us his propaganda instead. We're gonna have little commercials of Elon Musk tidbits.
See, that's what
I'm
worried about. I want it to be like a fucking, like a headphone jack.
Mm-hmm.
Where it has to, like, I have to physically connect to something. So no one can, like,
you're
hack
just gonna
into
have,
my
like,
brain.
In the back of your ear, just, like, a little hole for a jack. That'd be wild. That'd be weird. Actually, it'd probably be something more magnetic, I would think. Like, you just have something that you, like,
They're putting stuff in my head. I just want to make sure it's not, like,
I don't want to have to, like, accessible to the internet. Yeah, exactly. Like, I want to be able to listen to my music from wherever, you know.
It would be whenever, perfect.
But I don't want to go to sleep and then, like, project advertisements in my dreams. Yeah, exactly.
Which they would.
I've seen that Futurama episode.
Exactly. My number 8, it's my last video game, like, literal video game one. A lot of these are video game centered, but it's the drums from Donkey Kong.
The bongos?
Yeah, the bongos.
Fuck yeah! Hell yeah.
I've never used them, but I've seen, I love watching random streamers beat random video games either on the Dance Dance Revolution pad or the Donkey Kong bongos.
Me and my sister played that game. It's on great. PlayStation 2.
What are you talking about?
Or not the PlayStation 2, what? On the GameCube.
So there was a game, I don't remember what it's called, like the Beatbox or something.
Jungle battle.
It comes with these two little, like, bongos, and you, one of them is, like, movement, and the other is, like, attacks. And you hit it in different places on the bongos is the movement, and different places on the attack is the different kind of attack or whatever.
That's stressful.
It's very unique, very cool.
That's pretty cool, actually.
It was very dumb.
Especially for, like, 2006.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number 7, it's the fancy steering wheel. It's the F1 steering wheel. Because you can take them out of the car, and they got fuck tons of buttons on them. Sure. They're very cool.
Oh, that's not what I have.
No. Yeah, who cares about F1?
F1's cool. Car go fast.
Well, it's not my last controller game. Well, it kind of is. You're going to hate the next one. But this one is the PS4 controller. Because that's what I grew up with, is the PlayStation, so...
Sure, I mean, all of the PlayStation controllers are basically the exact same.
Yeah, but specifically the PS4. That's when that center button started to mean something.
Sure.
Don't know what it means, but it meant something.
PlayStation controllers are dog shit.
I actually really like the PlayStation controller. I like it more than the Xbox controller.
It's easier to hold for me.
The 360 controller is perfect.
I got smaller hands. And, like, the Xbox controller is too big.
Doesn't matter. Neither one on my list.
I also don't use controllers anymore because I've ascended. I'm better.
My number 7 is a shock collar.
Sure, control dogs. Yeah, or
people.
People.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It regulates it.
Yeah.
Hey, don't do that.
Yeah.
You won't do that anymore.
Exactly. Or
get controlled, bitch.
They're asking for it.
That doesn't always work.
So yeah, some people like it, you know, but
some people do like it.
I'm not dating a masochist.
How do you know?
Are you a masochist?
Masochist is when you hurt yourself, right?
And you like pain.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, good.
I'm a sadist.
There you go.
I like it when you get hurt.
Mm. My number 6. It's a deli slicer.
Sure.
Controls the thickness of meat. Bitch, let me finish. You think I don't have a justification for why I got deli slicer on here? You're a fool. You think I would come in here just gonna whip that one out there?
Is that a delicatessen slicer?
I could have called it that, but I didn't. I shortened it for the people.
I forget that's what that's short for.
I don't know what delicatessen means.
It's like...
Is it the place? Is that why... Is it a place that sells meat? Is just that...
Probably. Probably.
It doesn't mean anything.
It's a French word, right?
I couldn't tell you. I don't speak that devil's language.
Yeah, we just call it the deli, like Neanderthals.
I just want it spoken to me.
Deli?
French.
French?
Yeah.
Nah.
A store selling cold cuts, cheeses, and a variety of salads, as well as a selection of unusual or foreign prepared foods.
That's French, right?
So, the origin is French, délicat.
Délicat.
I'm probably pronouncing that horribly. And then délicatesse. And then that gets translated into German, Dutch, and English. And then eventually we get délicatessen. So
no.
The origin is French.
Yeah, and then we butchered it and slapped it in with a bunch of other shit.
And then we still don't call it delicatessen.
No,
we call it deli.
We call it a deli. Yeah, or a bodega. but.
Okay. So.
It's my six?
Yeah, the deli slicer.
Deli slicer.
Mine is the PID controller. That's cruise control.
There's cruise control
is amazing. If you're doing cross country, cruise control is like, yes.
That's pretty good.
I don't drive a self-driving car, so that's all I can rely on is cruise control.
I don't like using cruise control.
Why?
I just don't.
You like having your foot on the gas?
Look, it gives you a certain speed.
My car drives
itself,
it
keeps
itself,
you at that speed.
So
if you are going down a hill, you speed up just a little bit, and then it's like, whoa, we're going too fast, and it'll slow you down.
I love cruise control.
It's great. And you gotta do a little tap, and you're out of cruise control, if you're really worried about it. The only thing that's not cool about cruise control is how many fucking semis try to get in front of you. Slow you way down, because they're trying to go around other people.
I've got my cruise control set higher than that.
No. I'm saying, I'm cruising at like 85, and then a semi is trying to get around somebody and gets in front of me, so now I got to slow way down while they're passing somebody, and it takes them years to do.
Yeah.
And then I set my cruise control again, and then somebody else decides to do that.
I'm not going to disparage the trucker, but like...
Not the typical trucker, but there was this one
bad
guy...
Bad truckers who fucking... try and race another truck and go 2.5 miles faster than the other truck and take 19 years to pass them.
I was driving down Locust one time in Denton.
You used to live there.
I did. I lived there too. I lived on Locust.
Same.
And I was behind a truck, and Locust is a one way. And I got over because, number one, I didn't want to pass him. But also, I just was going to turn left onto my house. He thought we were racing. He got up to 65 miles an hour, and then I made my turn, and he had to slam on his brakes because we were so close to university.
What an asshole.
I was like, bro, like, you're in a truck, man. Like, relax. What if someone's backing out of their driveway? Like, you're just gonna smash right into him.
Hey,
shout out that guy.
Set someone up for life.
He doesn't even remember himself.
He's probably
dead.
Yeah, probably.
If he's racing people in a 30-mile-per-hour one-way, two lanes, too. I'm not trying to get, like, it's not like I'm going around you and I've been riding your ass. I'm just getting over.
Henny Jontana.
It's Darby's controller in JoJo's.
Oh, where he's playing video games? Yeah. They're going to play baseball? Yeah. Then he fucking... Him tricking fucking... Is it? It's not. Him tricking Dio while they're playing baseball in that stupid fucking game is incredible. It's perfect. It's a great scene.
I don't remember him tricking Dio.
It's not Dio. Whatever. His lower level Darby. Whatever you just said.
Yeah.
The guy with the controller playing baseball. Mm-hmm. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It's so good.
I mean, the show is dog shit, but...
Dude. It's just wild. You're just like, I guess. Fuck it. Why not? Why not? Why not we play baseball? Why not? Let's do it.
Sure. Yeah, we're in the desert in like the 80s.
Yeah.
Let's play that.
Let's do it.
Let's fucking play baseball.
Let's do it, baby. Sure. My number 5, Xbox 360 controller, but this time it's for fun. It's the perfect controller.
Not for murder.
No, not for...
genocide.
For murder and children.
Yeah, not for killing chillins. No, it's the Xbox 360 controller.
Killing children in a different way. On COD.
Exactly. Getting called the N-word.
WASD.
WASD?
It's the WASD.
Sure.
I mean, why not just shoot the whole keyboard?
Yeah, why not just pick the entire keyboard? Unless you also have mouse and keyboard on your list, because then it's great.
No.
You only have WASD from the keyboard?
I was gonna do... QWERTY specifically for that one game where you, like, what was it, like, fourth grade? Where you try to make the man run,
Quap.
And you can't, but that's not control, so, no.
Quap. I know exactly what you're talking
about. It was QWERTY. No? Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay, fine. Whatever that is, then.
QWOP. Quap.
Okay, well, way better than...
WASD.
Yeah, WASD. Thank you. My top five, way cooler.
Sure.
So my number five, it's the Dual Disc from Yu-Gi-Oh!
Oh! Is that a controller?
Yeah.
Is that a controller, or is it a board?
It's a controller.
I would call it a chess... It's closer to a chessboard than it is a controller.
No,
you place your pieces on it. Pieces being the cards.
Yeah.
What does it control?
The projections.
Okay, sure. Sure.
It creates the projections, and they...
The projections. Don't you mean the monsters?
Yeah, the projections of the monsters.
Yeah, but they're... Sometimes they're monsters, sometimes they're projections, sometimes you're getting sent to the fucking Shadow Realm.
Yeah, I thought about using, like, the Millennium Eye, or the Millennium
Eye would have been great.
Well, that doesn't control any. He can see their memories or whatever.
Yeah.
That's not... It doesn't control the memories.
Yugi beating Pegasus by playing everything face down...
Yeah, incredible.
...is a core memory.
Yeah.
You're just like, god damn, dude.
Yugi's he's got the thing on the back of his hand, the weird shape. Dog. Like, this is to remember our friendship.
Dude, it's so good. Shout out, Yu-Gi-Oh. Number four?
Yeah.
Those lights in elementary schools that you need the special key for.
What?
I shall show you.
I've never seen that before in my life. It does make sense now. I have seen those light, like, switches, but I never knew... I never thought twice about it. That's cool.
It's very cool.
It's too specific. Too niche.
So is the key, or is it the person wielding the key?
It's the key. It controls the switch.
Which controls the light. Yeah, keys are absolutely controllers. I thought about various keys.
That's true. Mine is... a finance controller, because they control all the money in a group.
Like a treasurer?
Yeah, basically.
Sure.
But, like, you're making also the decisions on the money. You're not holding all the money, you're also just making the decisions. That's why you're different than an accountant. You're not just counting it, you're just making the choices.
You're a CFO.
Yeah. I feel like those are the people who mainly go to jail.
Yeah, they do a lot of embezzling.
Yeah, embezzling.
Mm-hmm. Which is super fun. If you...
And easy, apparently.
I'm going to come out and say it. If you have the opportunity to steal millions of dollars from your company, do it.
All they're going to do is make you pay it back.
Yeah, you're just going to go to a fucking white-collar jail. Who gives a shit? Mm-hmm. You steal enough, you'll get a movie made about you.
Mm-hmm.
Sign over the rights. Easy peasy. Jordan Belfort's still a millionaire.
Who?
Wolf of Wall Street guy.
Oh, okay. That is the movie that I was thinking of, like, immediately.
Yeah.
My number four is the controller from that shitty Adam Sandler movie. I don't know. I don't care what the movie's called.
Sure.
But.
Click.
It's called Click. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That literally one. Yep. Click. Mm-hmm. It's a remote controller that can control space and time to a degree. It can pause, mute, rewind, fast forward, whatever.
One of those weird guys. It's either Steve Buscemi or the other one gives him that remote in that movie.
Is he like God or something?
No, he's some weird dude who works at the back of a Bed Bath and Beyond.
Probably Rob Schneider.
It wasn't Rob Schneider. It's Steve Buscemi-esque.
And it's not Rob Schneider?
Mm-mm.
He's pretty Steve Buscemi-esque.
It's the other one. Fuck.
Came out in 2006.
He's not in Pulp Fiction. He puts a watch up his ass. He is in Pulp Fiction.
What are you talking about?
What's that guy's name? What's the actor's name?
I have no idea.
I'm just gonna list off people that are on this movie. Okay, Christopher Walken.
That's his name.
Okay, great.
Yeah, easy. See,
Morty. His name's Morty.
He said Steve Buscemi-esque. And
Christopher Walken and Steve Buscemi are basically the same person.
They're definitely not.
They're
identical.
Considerably not.
They're both weird.
Yeah, but that's, like, literally everybody who works with Adam Sandler.
Yeah, but Rob Schneider's a fucking freak. He's not Steve Buscemi or Christopher Walken. Christopher Walken talk real funny. Steve Buscemi got the weird eyes. Both those dudes are weird.
Okay, how is Rob Schneider any different? He's short and has bug eyes.
Yeah, but he's not weird.
He's a freak.
Yeah, he's a freak.
What makes him a freak and not weird?
I don't know.
That's a fine line.
He's in the Deuce Bigalow movies. Those movies aren't good. No, they're not. They're not really good at all, actually. They're really bad.
I mean, yeah, tis the time, you know?
Rob Schneider's weird.
My number three is the helicopter yoke.
Which part of the helicopter is that?
It's the stick. It controls it. It's the main bit.
Oh, okay.
It's the thing you're pulling back on. Set between your legs, you're like, woo! It's the thing that killed Kobe. RPMPs.
Can you do... You can't do autopilot on a helicopter.
I don't think so.
That makes sense. My number three is a yacht controller. It's what controls the movement as well as, like, the anchor and everything on a yacht. So that you can enjoy your party with your drinks and your bitches while your boat's doing its own thing.
Master Chief is going to be my yacht controller.
Is Master Chief...
Master Chief can use the yacht controller.
Yeah, he's the bad bitch. No, Master Chief is my number one on this. He's not a controller.
Really? You? Are you the controller of Master Chief, so...
In a degree, but people aren't on my list, so...
My number three, it's a Death Note. Because you're controlling the deaths of these people.
Yeah, you control Fate with the Death Note. Yeah. Sure. Sure?
Yeah.
Reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
If Death Note was on my list, I would have went with the pencil that...
that Light
was used to write in the Death Note.
No.
Sure?
No. Specifically the Death Note.
Reasonable? That anime's mid, dog.
It is. It's like a 6 or a 7. It's fine. I mean, 7's not mid, but...
7's not mid.
I think it's a 6 or a 7.
Number 2.
Number two.
Stenographer.
Is a...
It's the keyboard that court stenographers write with. They have... I don't know how many keys. It's less keys.
Was it like shortened words so that they can just
it's so you
put
can,
two of them together? Two syllables together? Like a shorthand thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Very
I think it was, I think it's Drea's older sister.
Was a court stenographer.
A court stenographer. Yeah. Yeah, she came in on career day.
That's insane.
Her family did all sorts of shit. Brother was a fucking firefighter or some shit. Mom was in the war.
She was in the war?
Like Iraqi freedom or some shit. She can't talk to her class in the fifth grade.
And then came back and was a realtor.
Yeah, her and Jaden. Her and Jaden's mom.
Jaden's mom was in the war?
I think so. I'm like 95% sure.
Both Jaden and her mom are like hippies.
Yeah, she shaved her head. Jaden was fucking cool.
Yeah, Jaden was rad. I don't know, yeah. Jaden too. Well, she shaved her head because she dyed it too many times. And
still, she still shaved her head. It was fucking cool.
And she was like, wow, I can't, this hair's dog shit quality now. I have to shave it all off. She shaved it like weekly. Or she dyed it like weekly. It was crazy.
Too much.
Your number two.
My number two is a locomotive driver. The guy who actually drives the train.
The conductor?
Is not the conductor, actually.
The conductor doesn't do anything.
Conductor literally just makes sure that the crew's okay. That's about
it's the CEO. He doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
It hangs out.
This is the driver. The driver does something.
Yeah. He blows the whistle.
Driver's the one actually steering the thing. Pulling the levers.
Do you steer trains?
No.
No,
you just go along the tracks. But you adjust speed.
You pull the lever to reverse and go forward.
Sure.
And you got the little horn, so you like toot the horn.
Sure.
And, yeah, I don't know. I don't know about, like, modern ones.
Yeah,
versus.
That's a different person, because you have, like, the person who adjusts the
adjust
tracks.
The tracks, yeah.
But that's not the train driver.
Mm-mm.
That's somebody else.
The locomotive controller. It's not him. Or her, I guess.
Is that the position title?
Mm-hmm.
Locomotive controller.
So driver. Wordy.
All right, so my number two, it's Faker's brain, which controls all that Faker does, like his hands,
sure,
and his skills and his quick wit. I don't know if he has quick wit, but it's all controlled by his brain.
You chose Faker's brain?
I did.
That's insane. You're crazy. That's a nutso answer.
Especially after he lost.
Yeah, fuck Faker. He's a loser. He's only won, what, 4 or 5 times?
3 times.
3 times? Jesus. You're different, number one.
I am.
It's mouse and keyboard. Come on.
Oh, okay. Easy peasy. That's fine.
Universal remote.
See? Okay,
sure.
You do everything. It's like, it's like everything in your house. Just,
you're right. It's easy.
Control.
My number one is the Digivice. Controlling the Digimon.
Digimon. Digital monsters.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Digimon are the champions.
Of course. Yeah, if I want Agumon to do whatever, I just, like, hold up my Digivice and I say, Agumon.
Suck my dick. And then he does it.
Definitely not gonna say that.
What's the... Well, you're not gonna have Agumon, dude. You're gonna have a fucking... What's the girl's...
Anjawoman?
Yeah, Anjawoman! Fuck yeah, brother. This show is fucking dog shit.
Yeah.
Pokemon? Pokemon's like, okay, cool, this makes sense. Digimon's like...
Yeah, exactly. Those evolutions are crazy. Those evolutions are dog shit.
Yeah.
We got this little blob. All right, blob evolves into a cat. All right, all right, all right. Now, cat evolves into an angel woman who we're going to name Anjawoman.
Anjawoman, yeah.
You got Anjumon,
yeah,
and Anjawoman.
They don't. They're very different. Anjumon, very different.
Well, yeah, Anjumon comes from a little flying rat.
Yeah, and then he turns into a big old dinosaur.
Does he?
I think
after
so.
Anjumon.
Yeah, I've like a big orange dinosaur.
I've only watched the first group.
Digimon's dog shit.
So Agumon. I see, but I don't know the undigivolved. Anjawoman and Anjumon. I little flying rat and cat. I don't remember what their names are.
No idea.
You got the little flying bug. The little insect dude.
Sure.
I don't remember his name.
Nope. No idea.
You got the blue wolf. Kuromon or something.
Kuromon. Yeah.
Or. And then you've got the little cacti girl. Little flower girl that turns into the big cacti.
No idea.
With big fucking boxing mitts on.
Sure. Absolutely.
And then you've got the little seal.
Sure. Seal. Mm-hmm.
And there's one more. Oh, the little bird. Little pink bird. That's all the undigivolve. I don't know.
Digivolve.
They go up. You're like, hey, I need you to be more powerful. Evolve. And then they do. And then they go back.
It's not Pokemon.
It's not Pokemon.
They don't stop being that way. It's like, yeah. It's like Bakugan. What are we talking about next week, Jonald? So that people can get out of here.
So that we can
get out of here. So that I can get out of here. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
These people is everybody.
Yeah, but I'm more important.
We are all these people today.
You can choose to stop, pause, whatever. I can't escape this.
No. You're trapped.
It's a high school electives.
Jeez. Jesus.
High school electives? So that's anything that you can take in high school that is not history,
required.
Math, science, or English.
Sure.
Yeah, not like the basic core things that you need to graduate.
Also, I'm not going to pick things that fucking our high school gave us. I'm going to give stuff from other people's high schools. I don't give a fuck about our high school. I'm sure there's like...
How many high school websites are you expecting to go to see what their
electives
are? Yeah,
exactly. I'm not going to that many.
I'm just going to look up high school elective. Is there basket weaving in this high school?
I had flower arrangement at Plano Senior High.
Can I shoot guns?
They had flower arrangement classes at Plano Senior High.
Senior High? What the fuck? Why would you differentiate?
Because there was Plano West, Plano East, and we were Plano Senior. But they were all 10 through 12.
Plano Senior was all of the grades?
No, Plano Senior was 10 through 12, but Plano is a big city, so they had to break it into 3 different high schools. They're like, we got West, we got East, I don't know, let's just call the last one a senior high.
You can't name anything else, so
yeah,
that makes sense to me.
Okay, that's what we're talking about next week. If you want to find more information about us, you can do so on the website at thisiswhyyourewrong.net. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. All This Is Why You're Wrong 1. You can email us at thisiswhyyourewrong@yahoo.com. You can find me on Twitter at Double Owls.
You can tweet at me at PHNOV1.
Don't contact me.
Yeah, don't tweet at us either. I mean, you can tweet at us if you want to, even if you don't have the check mark, but like, fuck Elon Musk.
Yeah, we'll probably make something new once the new thing comes out, and we'll talk about it there. Mm-hmm. I might make a subreddit. That'd be fun. I might make a subreddit bot that just posts the things.
That'd be cool.
Be work. But there are Reddit bots all over the place. I'm sure it wouldn't be that hard.
Yeah. Yeah, you just copy-paste.
Yeah. Doses.